Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 36. Our drop date is Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have? We have Ashley Puckett is in the house. How's it going?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you too?
Great. Good to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So your career in music started when you picked up the guitar at 16 years old and just said, I'm going to do this. Is that how this all happened for you?
I mean, pretty much. I've been singing since I was 5 years old. So music has always been, you know, in my heart. I've been writing since as long as I can remember. When I started playing guitar, that was, I think, when I knew I was a little bit more serious and wanted to aid my songwriting. And from there, it was just something that I couldn't let go of.
Was there a person or an influence that kind of got you over this and said, yeah, I've got to do this?
God, maybe.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, honestly, there have been some times in my life as I got older, obviously through, you know, high school and even just out of high school, I was still all music. But a little bit after that, you know, life happens. You know, you're growing up, you're an adult. And there were a couple times that I did kind of put it on the back burner, not necessarily on purpose, but it wasn't necessarily my focus either. And there were some times that, you know, years went by and I barely, you know, wrote a song, thought about music, sang a song, and it all kind of fell back into place. And I think that little break, even though I don't regret that time, but I look back and I do say, man, if I only had those other couple of years too that I, you know, put some effort into this. But I think that break needed to happen. I think because when it did start coming back, I realized how much it meant to me. And from there, it was always something I knew that was in my heart.
Kind of gained a better appreciation for what it is.
I did, absolutely.
That you're doing now. Well, and you've worked with some of the industry's best. Brian Cole, Doug Casper. You have had some folks in your corner that are phenomenal.
I have, and I'm actually back in the studio. So I'm working with Doug again and Adam, and I'm really excited for the new way that everything's turning. So yeah, lots of good stuff coming.
Well, what do you have on the forefront? What's come on, you teased us a little bit.
So we actually just Friday we finished up our first comeback song, as I keep calling it lately. It's called Stone Cold Broken Heart. So classic traditional country heartbreak song. I love it. I think you guys are gonna love it. It's very true to my roots. And if you like tequila and Anchor, you know, I wrote this song kind of with the same ideas in mind. But the album itself is going to be a whole new, we're working on that too, piecing it together. And coming into this new year, I had no idea what I was going to do musically. I knew it would be something because, you know, it's always on my mind now. And but I have been writing constantly since this new year. And I don't know where it's all coming from. I mean, I kind of get some of the inspiration, yes, but you know, I've written more this year than I have in probably the past 5 years. So I'm really excited about that and the direction. It's more definitely traditional classic country, maybe some folk. You know, until you really give it a listen, this is the easiest way to say it is it's just 100% me. I'm not holding back on the lyrics. I'm not, you know, trying to hide what I'm trying to say. And I think I did that for a lot of years. Just it's funny, but as a songwriter, people always try to see who you wrote that song about. And and I always used to kind of write knowing that in mind. And I think this time around, I'm like, you know what? People just want the real stuff. It is what it is. And that's what I'm doing with this album. And I love it. So if I love it and I'm hard on myself, I'm a perfectionist. I can't wait to see it, you know, come through the studio. And once the guys get involved and we all kind of work together to put out the final product. But I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that is fantastic. How exciting to have something that is so genuine, too. something that's really you that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't have regrets in life much. There's probably a very small handful. One, when I recorded my first debut album, you know, I wish I had at least one self-penned song there, and we didn't do it that way. Mm-hmm. So this time I'm just coming out of the gate saying, this is what I'm doing moving forward. This is me, and I'm loving it.
That's fantastic. You've got to let us know when that's all happening. We're going to be very, very interested to hear all that.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, the new single, I mean, should be coming out in the next couple months. Like I said, we just put finishing touches on it. So, but the album, again, we got a lot of work to do, but it'll be in the future.
Well, you had mentioned previously to Anchor, which is the first one that we have queued up. Give us a little bit of the backstory on this song.
Yeah, so I wrote that actually during my 30th birthday vacation. So my father had taken me and my sister down to Florida. A little bit about me. I feel like that's my second home. I love Florida. I feel the happiest. I feel the most me when I'm by the ocean and just kind of sitting there. And I get a lot of inspiration there too. So we were celebrating, taking one of those bus trips where you're high up in the top tier of the bus, and we just got these fresh tattoos. We pre-planned it, so we were all getting matching Anchor tattoos. So,
all right.
You know, I'm looking down at my foot because it's like an anklet tattoo with the words around it. It says "Magic in the Moment" for one of my previous songs on the album. And I'm just looking at it, really happy with how it turned out. The artist was awesome. We all had a good time doing it. And it just clicked in my mind. And I think it was a little mix of what I was going through too emotionally and just in life and just everything, looking down with the breeze blowing, the palm trees. And we took a break, and everyone would get off the bus every so often and we'd do different stops. And I remember pulling out my phone and I just started humming this, what became the chorus. And the whole time we were on that bus ride, I was hardly paying attention, trying to do everything at once. But that song was the only thing I could focus on, and Anchor was born.
All right.
Oh.
Well, great backstory. Let's give this one a listen here. This is Ashley Puckett and Anchor.
I've got no place, but I've been close to the bottom, closer than you think. We've all got a few things we've got to figure out, and most of those same things are hard to talk about. You haven't you
What a wonderful song, Anchor, from Ashley Puckett. And it's what a great message.
Oh my gosh, I want to tear up. Was that right?
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Ashley. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back on the other side with Ashley Puckett.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Ashley Puckett. We just heard the song Anchor, beautifully written, beautiful song. And you say you wrote that basically on a tour bus in Florida. What does the creative process look like for you? Is it that sort of thing where I've got the inspiration and I'll do this now and here we go? Or is it, what does it look like when you're writing your music?
So lately, pretty much that's how it starts. So I'm a very forgetful person. So if I don't kind of stop what I'm doing when I get these ideas, I lose them. There's been multiple different creative moments I've had and I'm like, oh, what was that melody? I can't remember it. Or what was this? And it drives me nuts. So I do stop what I'm doing or try to, you know, do it while I'm, you know, in whatever moment I'm in. And I used to not like that the ideas came that way. And now I think whatever the reason is, it is. So I just go with it. A lot of the times, you know, it's a couple day process. The last song I just wrote, which who knows, might end up on the album too. We don't know. But I just wrote it 2 days ago and I'm like, this is so perfect. It fits the mood. It fits everything. I don't know. That's kind of the creative zone I've been in lately. So I've just been, you know, taking it as it comes. But that one I had just same things, you know, something was going through my mind and I was just thinking about these couple moments. And next thing you know, I'm writing a couple verses and, you know, sometimes I'm not always sure what a verse and a chorus is. And I just grab my phone out and I'm just writing some lyrics down and, you know, took it home that night, started working on it. It's 1 a.m. I'm still sitting up in my bed trying to write some of the chorus. And the next day I ended up finishing it or mostly finishing it. And believe it or not, I was at the studio and that's when I put final touches on it. I saw this little lantern flies, they drive me nuts. But this little guy was looking at me. And as I stared at it, and I'm just, this is a funny story, but just so you can see like where my mind goes in the creative process, he's staring at me. And normally I don't like when these things come around because there's too many of them. But it was just him by himself and he was looking at me. And where I was sitting outside at the studio, all the trees, it was just a beautiful day. I was still sipping on my coffee. And the wind blew and it just hit me on the side where he was staring at me, just the weirdest of ways. And I'm like, the wind blew. That was the missing part. I don't need to, it's not a bridge. It's just that line. And just little stuff like that hits me all the time. But if I wasn't there in that moment, if I wasn't paying attention to all this stuff, that wouldn't have hit me. So it depends on, you know, what the situation is. But sometimes I can just tell, like, this isn't quite done. I'm going to walk away from it. And in that specific song instance, the song is called Rare. So if you see that one later on the album, that's the one.
We'll know. We'll know.
You'll know. You'll know the little bug story. But that's how that happened. And I had no idea. Like, I wasn't even supposed to be sitting there. Like, if things went the way they were supposed to be that day, I wouldn't even have been there. So, you know, I'm a things happen for a reason type girl.
I think this is one of the things that I love so much about us doing this show and talking to folks like you, Ashley, and we're with Ashley Puckett right now, artists have these things happen, like you're describing, that mold the music that we're hearing. Mm-hmm. And it's a different thing for every song, but there's something there that's unique in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people don't realize, you know, and for me, you know, I'm a listener too. So I love listening to music. You know, I get into spurts when I'm listening to artists or just focusing on my stuff, a little bit of both. And that's one of my favorite parts. It's just how the song came about. And I think that's just because of what I do. But I just love hearing where these ideas come from and how it comes together. And, you know, if you're open to the universe and paying attention, it's, you know, things happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this next one that we've got queued up has rapidly become one of my favorites. This is Bulletproof, and I just love this song. Please give us the backstory on this one.
So, yeah, Bulletproof, on the first album, there were a few songs that I was choosing when we went through just a ton. And that was a fun day, just going through, you know, what do I want this album to be? Who do I want to portray? You know, what is it that I want my listeners to hear as my first album? And I did try to mix in a lot of different styles. So that album, you know, has a lot of different love songs, Done Me Wrong songs, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And this was one of them. It got my sassy side, which you don't always see in my music. I'm a love songwriter. I'm a, you know, a hopeless romantic. I that's what I gravitate toward when I write. To find something that gave me a little sassiness while I got to say I truly believe anyway, you know, that's men in general, right? They don't always open up. They hide. They, you know, it's hard to get that genuine stuff from them sometimes. Uh-huh. And it's like, you know, you don't have to always have this armor suit on. We love you anyway. And it's, and that's kind of what that is. And when I heard it for the first time, I'm like, yeah, this has to stay. This is one,
Yeah.
You know, it was so much fun to record.
All right. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Bulletproof from Ashley Puckett.
Twisted metal, broken glass. But you always seem to walk away without a scratch. Madness and mayhem roll like water off your back. You're the only one who ain't bleeding after the crash. That's what you want though.
All right.
I love it.
I didn't say that properly. It's got to be bulletproof. That's right. That's the better. Ashley Puckett's great song. I love that song. That's just such a good tune. We are going to take another quick break, pay some bills, and we will be back right after this.
Sconi golf shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Ashley Puckett. We just heard Bulletproof, and we are enjoying this very much. What a great time today. Ashley, I know there are a number of folks that are going to want to hear more from you. And with the new album coming out here soon, too, how do folks find you?
Yeah, so my website is ashleypuckett.com. I'm also very heavily involved on Instagram and Facebook. So Ashley Puckett Music, you can find me there. If you're downloading anywhere from Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, iTunes, I'm all around. So look out in the next couple months for the new song, Stone Cold Broken Heart.
Yes, we have that coming soon. And the album, what's kind of your time frame with all of that then?
Realistically, I'm thinking next year, hopefully early next year, to have the whole album complete. You know, anything could happen from now till then, I guess. So, but that's my realistic time frame.
Super.
But in the meantime, go on her website and check out the merch, because this girl's already got one to purchase.
Yes. Quarter Peep is going to make my wallet a little lighter after the show. She just loves your merch. You've got, what is it, Quarter Peep? What did you say?
Oh, the Never Say Never? Oh, there's a black t-shirt. Yeah, that I'm all over. So, yeah, that's coming.
The Never Say Never one. I love that one.
It's a V-neck, so I'm all over it.
Yeah.
This show costs me. It costs me.
I love it. You only live once, right?
That's exactly right. So, Ashley, the last one that we have queued up, and probably appropriately so, because the song is called Tequila, and tequila usually ends most folks' nights. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So, yeah, Tequila, I wrote that song years ago, even before Anchor. It's funny, so we put that one out first, but the timing of it, that was years and years before. And I remember I was just in the zone, and when you go out, you know, probably as a woman and a man, I guess, but especially as a woman, and you sit by yourself, there's always a tension there. And sometimes it's wanted. Some nights it's just unwanted, right? A girl just wants to have a drink. And that was kind of the head that I was in at that time. You know, and, you know, we know our bars that we can go into. And even sometimes those ones that we know we're just going to be left alone, we can have our drinks, sit in peace, think, and leave. But even those times get interrupted sometimes. And so it was kind of one of those, you know, it was one of those bars, very quiet, very small. And I just wanted a peace and some peace and quiet. And I just remember in the song, there's a guy with the ball cap. Honestly, I can't even remember if there was a ball cap, but it was just the way the song was written, because it's kind of the general sense of how these men are, right? They're coming in, they're with a group, and that's what you see all the time at the bars. So that's kind of where the song went in my head. But it was just, you know, walking into another mistake, right? That's what I'm looking not to do. So I just want to be left alone. Don't come over here. But kind of, you know, played it up, made it playful, fun, you know. Basically, it's just me talking to my tequila glass is what you hear throughout the whole song. And it's, but how true is that though? You know, if you're sitting at home with a glass of wine and you're just, whether you're thinking out loud or thinking to yourself, and it's just you and your glass of whatever it is you're drinking. Yeah. But that's where I was, you know, I was just having a glass of tequila, and that's, you know, that's usually my choice. And, you know, shot of Patron, just me and you thinking, let's get through this, you know, and that's how that song became a thing.
All right. Love it. Absolutely love it. Let's give this one a listen. This is Ashley Puckett talking to her glass of tequila.
Even tried it on the rocks, but you're not listening. Was hoping you would help me see the light, make it all make sense, so I stopped blaming myself.
Great tune, Tequila from Ashley Puckett. Ashley, so much appreciation for you sharing some of this with us tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening and having me. It's been fun.
All right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have K-Ship on the house, Catherine Shipley.
Woo-hoo! Oh, we're looking forward to that. Catherine's been a big supporter of ours, and we're looking forward to that. And Ashley Puckett, who joined us tonight, thank you so much for being here. This was a great time.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, folks, if you know more artists like Ashley that you would like us to be talking to, would you please drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We appreciate all of your support. If you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, what kind of trouble we're going to be getting in, maybe having some tequila at some point, you can check out our schedule at vehiclecitysound.com. That is our website. We appreciate everything you've done for all of us. And hey, do good things.